Your Grace, Lloyd Mayor of Southwark, Your Excellencies, dear veterans, ladies and gentlemen, today is a day to look back and remember our war dead. We honor and remember worthy deeds of our fathers and mothers, grandparents, great-grandparents, and members of the Russian and Soviet armed forces who protected home soil and fought heroically, sacrificing their lives in world wars. We owe them a debt that can never be repaid and will never forget them. The challenges of our times transcend borders. They require complex solutions reached through negotiations and compromise. They emphasize the importance of multilateral diplomacy and the role, indispensable role, of the United Nations, born out of the tragic experience of two world wars. Creation of the United Nations testifies to the fact that we have learned lessons of history at a global level. They are understanding that no problems have military solutions, that they've got to be managed collectively, that only inclusive systems of collective security can ensure peace globally and regionally. Two opposing alliances on the eve of World War I could not save peace in Europe. They made the war inevitable. The flawed settlement after World War I led to World War II. Still today, after the end of Cold War, we don't have a collective security system in the Euro-Atlantic, the system that would guarantee indivisibility of security and equal security for all. Not surprisingly, some members of NATO feel insecure. The very membership in a closed-shop alliance becomes a source of insecurity. We don't have yet a formal settlement 25 years after the end of the Cold War. Great powers a century ago couldn't manage Balkan affairs collectively. Only now we are close to making common cause in the Middle East, including the fight against threat of terrorism and addressing its causes. History lessons require uncompromising struggle against manifestations of racism, xenophobia, and aggressive nationalism, both at the level of elites and the public opinion. But today we are paying our debt of gratitude to veterans. We are proud of you. Thank you, and thank you very much to all the veterans present here today. Thank you.